If we ever had a family movie, it's probably that one about how 9/11 was an inside job.
And I looked over at him, and he looked over at me with his whiskey, and he goes, "When boys were bloody men."
Give him a call. And he's like, "Yeah, I'm in Ohio." And he said it so casually. He said it like, "Yeah, I'm going to be a little late. I'm just going to need to go to Canada real quick."
Fuck you, Dad!
Welcome back to another episode of Fuck You, Dad, everybody. I know we're late for the second week in a row, but again, very good reason. I had a sore throat on Friday, and I was dead set convinced I was going to die. I was dead set convinced that it was Corona, and it was over, especially after last week's episode. We talked about how my body's trash and I couldn't take it. And that's just sort of how the times are right now. If you sneeze, you just start, like, writing your will. You know, you just start automatically.
If you start talking shit about coronavirus, that thing gets you. Like, there's been, like, three or four people who have been talking shit about it, and then it just wham. So,
I knew that's kind of how if I was being a little bold last week, where I was literally loudly proclaiming into the internet, hey, if I get this thing, I'm dead, and then I got a sore throat a week later, and it kind of felt like an omen. It kind of felt like, oh, my time has come, and it's coming.
Yeah, and Kenyon, luckily, I've been living in the shitty apartment that you moved into for about 2 years, so I knew what that was. That was just what we like to call basement cough, which is what happens when you can't afford to not live in a basement.
Right. I just was allergic to being poor, it turns out. I was just literally, if I went to the doctor, he's like, what you're going to have to do is you're going to have to earn more than 23 grand a year and stop living with two people. You're going to have to, and then it'll go away. It'll clear up immediately after that.
Once you can afford to live in a place with windows, I think your throat's going to clear up. So that's good news. And
it turns out going back to school is the only cure for this thing. The only way this goes away is if you go back to school.
The other thing that kept us from recording an episode was I desperately needed to play two rounds of golf in one day. That was a necessity thing that I needed to do. I think, as any healthy person does, I just replaced, because comedy is an addiction, I would say, and now that we can't do it, I just immediately regressed to playing golf like I did in high school, and I'm so bad
at
it. But
that's such a, like, good hobby to, I regressed to just, I think, middle school. I think since comedy's been gone, I just went back to, like, especially when I was at my mom's house, where it's, like, binge-watching Netflix and, like, masturbate. Like, I think I jumped back like 10 years since, like, comedy's been gone.
Yeah, I've been without it, it like neuters me. I'm just like a spineless little man, and I play golf, and I,
well, it's great because you realize what your life really is, because with comedy it really is like this sort of like everything's going bad, but I got the bits, I got the laugh factor clip, one day this is all gonna turn around. But it sucks to be like, no, you're just the data entry guy. The data entry guy. And all you got going on tonight is you're going to make a recipe you saw online, and you're going to work your data entry job, and you're going to go to bed, and a new tomorrow's never coming. Like, that's the worst part with no comedy. You don't get that hope where you have a good set, and you're like, one day, this is going to be my job, and people are going to know. With no comedy, people are like, you're at work, and you're like, this is it. I guess it's just spreadsheets, and then at some point, I'll see a flat line in front of my face in a hospital. And that'll be my life. And sort of like, that's why we need this to pop.
Yeah, the job is is getting brutal, folks. Because I had a meeting the other day, and it was my quarterly review. So my bosses like had a separate little Skype call with me or whatever, and they were like, "Nick, you're doing great," or whatever. "We like you." And I was like, "Oh, that's good." And usually we get a bonus.
It's always a nice plus. Yeah. When the boss is like, "Hey, I don't hate you as a person. Hey, I know I'm in charge of your income and well-being, and I want you to know, not against you.
I don't hate you. I'll just pay you just enough so you can't quit. How about that?" But he said that my bonus for this quarter was still having a job. So
that's just 2020 in a nutshell. We're like the big promotion. That's everybody used to. People used to have literal goals and plans. And now I call people. They're like, "What's your plan?" You're like, "Well, I want to have a roof over my head in the next 6 months. I want to not be living on the streets and having to attack other people for food." That's kind of the only goals you can have.
I can't stand that. Now that have you met a new person since quarantine? Like, okay.
No.
Because, like, I was introduced to some of my buddies' friends or whatever, and meeting somebody new during this is nearly impossible. Because, like, you can't yeah. small talk, like, the get-to-know-you small talk. Like, hey, what do you do? Where are you from? Because everyone's just like, yeah, everything's
gone. Yeah,
because
no one has anything going on. Everyone's like, well, I just sit inside all day. And everyone's like, oh, cool. I also sit inside all day. That's also all I do. So it's just yeah. like, that's, you can't really bond. Like, everyone's like at their most boring point. You call people, there's nothing to say. No one's been up to anything. Everyone just talks about what they're watching.
I also love that having a data job is now considered a bonus. Like, I want to imagine in the future, like, right. that's what we're going to be playing game shows for, is just the, like, ordinary jobs that are still left. Yeah.
Yeah, instead of $1 million, you literally win a job with healthcare. Yeah, yeah. Like, that's the prize. Like, the floor is lava. They're all running towards an application to, like, work at Trader Joe's. That's...
Exactly. Instead of, like, who wants to be a millionaire, it's who wants to be a grocery bagger. And you have to answer 10 trivia questions on TV.
People are, like, physically sweating. Yeah.
Regis Philbin died, Kenyon. I know you were a big fan.
I had no idea who he was. Not even a remote.
He hosted Who Wants to
Half
Be a Millionaire.
Half these old celebrities passed. I've literally... Yeah, oh, yeah, is that yeah. who it was? Game show hosts kind of feel like they've been dead for 10 years already.
Yeah. Well, imagine, like, you know. I feel like I had a joke about being... I feel like we feel like game show hosts all the time, especially when I was single, and I would try to, like, approach women at a bar, and they would, like, just have no interest in me. And I'd be like, hey, well, okay, on to the next question. Like, you just have to, like, let that shit go.
You have to keep... Keep rolling.
Keep
the
show going.
Yeah.
Keep a smile on. You're just like, all right, well, hey. That really hurt my feelings. But
yeah,
your next contestant,
where
are you
lose
from?
Everything. Yeah. God.
So anything crazy happened? But,
well,
besides you thinking that
first
you were
going
to die.
I they're going to die. Thought that I had to... You know, write a will, which, you know, at 23 years old, it was like, what do I have? What would that will even look like? You know, I just have to call my mom and, like, to my mother, because she taught me hard work and dedication, I leave this Jimmy John's card. It's one punch away from a free sub. She taught me with hard work. Comes reward. You know, that would be all that I have.
My
and
bong
I
with
ate,
no
I
weed goes to my brother.
Right.
I think I would like the idea of you giving out, like, just trash. Like, you just making trash to just give out. You just, like...
Just to act like I have possessions.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can't just admit that I don't have possessions.
You're like, no, Doug Stanhope crushed this PBR and gave it to me, and now I'm giving it to you. Like, you just have random shit that you just give.
Yeah. Just pretend is valuable.
All right, so you had to write a will.
So, and well, I thought I was going to because I had corona, but I got tested, didn't have it, felt confident going up to the COVID thing, because if there's anything I'm good at, is failing a test. If there's anything I'm good at in this planet, it's showing up, getting a negative test result on the test. I'm like, if we treat this like the SATs, I'm in the clear, we're good. And it is bad. It does feel like your nose is getting molested. It is like people try to say that it's like, nah, it's no big deal. It's bad. Like, I felt like I had to take a shower afterwards.
I think it's like whiskey, though. If it's bad, that means it's a good test, you know? Because, like, people...
Right. Yeah. You don't want to go in there and not feel... You're like, nah, I didn't feel anything at all.
No,
like,
you want them to get up in there.
Right. So, yeah, did that. Don't have it. And, yeah.
That's awesome. Which means...
So that's...
You know what that means. Because you're negative, I'm also negative.
Right. I was the canary in the coal mine. It's like the whole apartment was really being...
Because when you were still in question, we were just sharing joints.
We were like, well, I guess it's all of us.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess it's all of us. We've all been sitting in close proximity to each other.
Yeah, man. Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear that. Now you're chilling at your girlfriend's place. Everything's good.
Free. Right. Yeah. So, but yeah, for this week's ep, I had a crazy Skype call with my dad just a while back. that it basically went like I was calling my grandparents, talk to them, and during that time they're just like, hey, so you want to talk to your dad? Which the answer is almost exclusively no. There's never once in my life I've been like, actually, I do want to hear someone ramble it to me about 9/11. Yeah, I do.
I hate the phone.
I am in the
pass.
Mood for that.
I hate when I'm talking to somebody and they're like,
it feels like they're just trying to get out of
talking.
Yeah. Especially your own grandma. It's like, grandma, I've been talking to you for 5 minutes. She's like, hey, you want to talk to your dad? I think I filled my shift here.
You want to give me a break?
I pretended to care about your like little comedy thing for 5 minutes. So. I'm passing it off to your dad.
No, I always hate it because it's always so awkward because you know that the other person's in the room. So if they go like, oh, you want to talk to your dad? And you're like, no. And then they're just like, oh, okay. And your dad's just standing there.
They might as well just say you're talking to your dad.
Here you go.
They might as well just hang because it's like, yeah, I couldn't just honestly be like, no, I don't want to. They hand the phone to my dad. My dad just opens with, "Here, what's going on in Venezuela?" Which is just a great, great opener. And then I had to go, no. And he's like, "Grep, how cute. Your own people. You don't give a shit." Which, yeah, my mom's from El Salvador. I don't even know where he's at my own people. But it's always great. I haven't talked to him in a while. Already called me a piece of shit, too. within a minute. For not knowing about a news story that I'm fairly certain he invented. And then... my dad jumps from that to being like, people always calling me crazy. I made an omelet today. Which has to be probably like in the Hall of Fame of, I think, one of my dad's top 10
quotes
of all
time. That's got to be. I love that. That is like,
it's also
that's like the sanity test that they gave Trump. They're just like.
Right. Yeah. It's like the idea that someone's coming to commit you. And then my dad's like, no, but I made an omelet. It's like, well, he did make an omelet. And it's like, they can't take him out. Yeah. As we all know, making breakfast food is the only measure for sanity.
Yeah. If anything measures whether you're all there, it's actually an omelet is kind of tricky because you do have to do the egg flop.
don't agree with my dad. You're like, well, he didn't have to do the flop. Let's be honest. If he can make an omelet, he's a sharp cookie. Let's not go there.
Was that it? How does he handle Skype?
No,
I imagine
he's
one of those guys where he doesn't like seeing his own face on a TV screen or something like that.
Yeah, no, you go wherever he is in the vicinity of, there's tape on every camera that's even remotely. And it's like deep layers of tape. Like if you want to Skype somebody on a phone he's been around, you have to get like a knife and start scraping duct tape off the front camera. But yeah, he said, made an omelet today, and then I just didn't respond. And he just kept going. He just kept riffing, you know? And he's like, yeah, I guess I'll get one of those jobs you're always talking about. He said it like sarcastically, like, yeah, one of those crazy jobs that I'm always just rambling about.
He picked a global pandemic to really try to put
steam in that effort. Forever ago. No, this was like a year or two
ago.
Okay. And then he threw the phone across the room. Threw the phone. So, hard goodbye. I assume that was a goodbye. And then my grandma walks across the room, picks up the phone, and goes, how's comedy going?
There's the Irish goodbye, and then there's the schizophrenic goodbye, which is just a...
yeah, which is just tossing a... in a way, we never had a conversation. I just got to see the conversation he was having with himself in his own brain, and then he just threw the phone across.
He was like, no, I need to prove my sanity again. I'm going to make a sandwich. I'm not crazy.
Well, done with that.
I made an omelet. I swear.
And then, of course, my grandparents just started talking to me about the weather. They're like, yeah, so hot one day, cold the next. Like, they didn't even acknowledge it at all. Just proud black belts in denial.
That's what you got to do with crazy, though. You know, it's like a ghost. If you ignore it,
I don't know. it can go away. Well, they did a great job.
Well, that was a good story, Kenyon. You said that we have another
one. I don't know. We do. We got a fan story too. We got I encourage you guys to do. Also, Lucia's dad was in here. He walked in while I was recording. Yeah, There's no. Oh God, it hates me. You gotta edit this dead air out. I just had to take a second to acknowledge how painfully awkward that was. I just was like, all right, stick to the script, do the bit, just do the bit. Damn it, you're a pro. You can do this.
Yeah, it's a sad life we live, Kevin.
It's got to be bad. All right. But, yeah, we got a fan story. This was sent to us via Drew, who, this guy, when we didn't have an episode out for a week, he hit me up and was like, where's the new up? And that's the level of fan commitment I want. Quite honestly, if we're late by a day, I want you to hold my mom hostage.
Yeah.
All right? That's what I want. If we are late by a day, I want you to show up to my family's house with guns and demand the new episode is out. That's all I'm asking. I'm asking a little fan commitment. This guy is hitting me up on Instagram. He was calling my brother's phone. He was firebombing my grandmother's house until I would put up the episode. And that's
what
I want
you to
Drew.
Scream, fuck but you, Drew, dad, at my dad at gunpoint until I release the app.
that's all we're asking. And, but, so this story actually made me think a lot of you because he does, he's from England.
Oh, shit.
And as you know, English is just a synonym for alcoholic. So the story takes place essentially in a bar. He said it's in the 90s. They were hanging out at pubs. The dad drinks a lot. They would go out as a family. And then the mom at some point would just get tired of hanging out with the dad and the kids. Go home. So the mom's already had her fill, but leaves the kid, the little kid, with the dad who's just getting bombed. And then the dad would regularly, like, drunk drive him home.
That's a dad's job.
And
right
then, yeah, just to say, listen, if you're going to get hammered, just responsibly drive.
Once I started drinking is when I realized how often my dad was definitely drunk driving. Like, because we would go out to eat.
You're like, oh, that must have been all the time. Yeah, because, like, yeah, like 3-4 beers, you're like, oh, this is way too
much. Yeah, to be driving a car that fast. Anyway, so he's at the bar with his dad. How old is he? Does it say?
He's like a little kid. So I guess, I don't know, it's probably the bar also serves food or something. But he's like a little kid. And so when the dad's drug driving home, he like rambles to him all the time. And he sort of half listens, as you do. Except one of these times, the dad was like, hey, you know what? You're not even my kid. Your mother cheats on me all the time. Santa Claus isn't real, and your mother's
really
a whore.
He went for the Super Bowl of rambles that night. He was like, I'm going to take the whole
just
cake.
The double whammy. Yeah. And so, obviously, his father just told him he's not his son. Casually, on the ride home. He's like 8 years old. And then he did the most English thing I never heard of. He just sort of he internalized it. Hated himself. Thought, hey, this isn't even my real dad. Brought it up like 10, 15 years later with him. And he just went, yeah, my bad. I was drunk.
Wow.
So it's just the most, I feel like it's the most English story I've heard where it's like you got the alcoholism, you got the emotional repression. It's just a nice cocktail.
And then
that is an English cocktail.
And then you got the like almost decade of probably like anxiety and like questioning your own identity, all to be just kind of like some drunken bullshit.
All for your dad to go. Yeah, and it was just drunken. He never even confirmed whether it was real or not. His dad just went, sorry, I was drunk. It's like, so I was like, are you sorry you're drunk and you told me the truth? Or are you sorry you're drunk and you just were, I guess that's a weird thing to randomly lie about.
Yeah.
I guess just
I wonder if
straight up told
maybe
him that
was his way of making the Santa Claus not real, like reality, like softer.
Soften the blow.
You're like, he's like, your mom's
that would just be hilarious.
You're not
it's
mine.
Like Santa Claus isn't real, and neither is you being related to me. Those are both blatant lies.
So you pick and choose.
No, I can't buy you that gift. Yeah. Well, it's funny that, you know, a lump of coal in your sock, well, you were kind of just left a lump on my life. So.
Yeah, it turns out I buy all of your Christmas presents, buddy, and I'm not even your dad. So that's how good of a guy I am.
I'm the biggest saint. Yeah, right.
Well, man, thanks for listening to the show, and thanks for checking in on us when we didn't release an episode. We were just, you know, bad.
Yeah. Yeah, we just suck. I love how we just didn't even. I was trying to have like, well, Nick thought he had COVID, and it's like fundamentally, if we're late from an episode, just assume we just suck. Like, just be like, well, I've listened to the pod. They don't seem to be competence. Doesn't seem to be in the top of their game. So,
no, I tell you what, we're entertaining and we're funny. But the other stuff, that's
Nick,
this
is something you have to say to yourself in a mirror later. You don't have to say this onto the pod. This is a pep talk to tell yourself in the mirror so that you can wake up in the morning.
I've tried listening to other pods during this quarantine, and they all suck. They literally all suck except for ours. Ours is great.
You can put that in writing. All pods literally all suck except for ours.
It's right.
I mean, all you have to,
It's goddamn right. Man, we nailed two stories. I feel bad that I don't have anything to cap it off with. But honestly, I haven't talked to my dad in the past, like, 2 weeks. It's been one of those sort of,
well, lucky you, dude.
The only text I've gotten is about,
you don't need to get on here and brag.
No, the only texts I get are about soccer. And that's really it.
Yeah, but sports were sort of, I feel like I've been kept alive this entire time just so men could have conversations like with their
father. Or any father. I feel like, yeah.
Like it's just sort of the only way that my grandfather, the only time he got close to remotely emotional was sports, where it's like the White Sox losing and you're like, oh, I didn't even realize he was capable of crying. Yeah. You know what I mean? It was like, oh, I didn't even know that emotions were, it's like the weather and sports were like kind of your only, that you just vary one of the two.
I was always so confused because, you know, me losing a sports game was hilarious to my dad, but he'd watch his team lose and like cry and get upset. You know what I'm saying? And I was always like, what's the.
It's the most, because it's like, I never even remote, because I'd rather watch like a good TV show or a movie, but with sports, it's like, you didn't do anything. Like, this isn't your loss. These are professional players fighting. Like, you're just a dude on the couch. You're wearing a shirt. Your investment was like the $14 shirt with the logo that you brought.
I think it's all tied to dads, because it's like, with me, it's like, my dad was a fan and I'm a fan. So it's like your relationship with your dad is playing other guys' relationships with their dad.
That's hilarious. When you put it like that, it's actually way more intense.
So I think
my relationship, my dad's going up with someone else's relationship to the dad, the Super Bowl.
Yeah, exactly. Did you see that finally they got rid of the Redskins and now they're just called the Washington Football Team?
That is the most overdue thing I've ever seen.
Yeah, but it feels like a kid.
You would literally not be able to do that with any other group of people. You couldn't just have a slur.
No, it's insane. It's insane. But it feels like such a pouty thing to name it the Washington Football Team.
Well, now we couldn't think of any other name.
If I can't be a slur, I can't be anything.
It's really like an 8-year-old throwing a temper tantrum. Well, it's either the slur or nothing. I guess we're just the Washington team now.
Yeah, I guess that's cool.
It's really, I imagine when they were in the room trying to think of something, like, well, if we can't be a slur, then God damn it, why even be a team? And they all just,
why did we get into like, owning a football team?
You know, there are other, first off, it's the, why not something that have to do with George Washington? Like, there's a, give any person 10 minutes and a pen, and they could, hey, Washington, D.C., come up with a team name. There's something else about D.C. A little throws in the face, too, that the name of the capital of a nation founded on killing Native Americans.
Like, yeah, what's
name? Name it after a slur. Name it after a slur. Throw it right in their face. Can you imagine anything else? They would never do that with like what you could. It wouldn't be like the New York Guaps. The mascot was just an Italian. The mascot was just literally Tony Soprano. Could you do that? Could they literally just have an overweight Guido man? They would never do that
with a like cartoonily big cigar.
Because the mascot for
that's like a baseball.
Yeah, the mascot for the Redskins just is a Native American man, which is insane. It's like their cartoonish thing is like as a person.
Yeah, the Braves, their mascot is their name is Chief Nakahoma. Like Chief Nakahomer. They culture it a bit by calling him Chief Nakahoma. And then he runs out and like fires a cannon every time they hit a home run.
You know, when you think about it, the amount of sports teams that I guess just they could have picked any mascot, and they were like, why don't we just make the Native Americans cartoons?
They're like was a like ton of what, them, yeah.
A surprise? It was like 10 of them. It's like, why the fuck is this the first thing that comes to mind? It's weird.
I don't know. I just think it's so ironic to see a football team have trouble, like, deciding which pronoun to use. Like, that's a very, like, 2020, nah. like, problem to have.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, you just listened to another episode of Fuck You, Dad. If you could follow us on our Instagram, which is FCKYOUDAD podcast. That's the important one. We also have a Twitter account, which is FCKYOUDADPODCA1. If you could follow that. Also, please submit any father stories that you have that you'd like us to make fun of, laugh at, or share. Shoot that to our Instagram DMs. And if you could please go ahead and rate the podcast, share the podcast with your friends and family that might enjoy it, and keep listening. Thank you so much.